Okay, today on the Camomile Ag Report, I'm visiting with Mallory Hall. She is one of the members of the Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County. And I've interviewed you several times in the past, and you've been very active in 4-H. First of all, what's 4-H meant to you?
It means a lot to me because obviously it's been passed down generation to generation in my family. Because my mom did it, I'm doing it, and my grandma did it. I don't know about my great-grandma. I think she did it, but I didn't get any information about her, so.
4-H really helps a lot, doesn't it? And makes you a lot of friends and communication skills. You're obviously done very well in 4-H with your communication skills.
Yes. 4-H has helped me be a better leader. It's motivated me to help a lot more people than I would have without 4-H.
This has been a strange year. It's different, to say the least, with the quarantines. And I understand that you had a project that you did some work about quarantine.
Yes, I did do a couple quarantine projects. So during quarantine, I took some painting lessons with one of my mom's 4-H friends, and we did a couple paintings. I exhibited one of them, and it went to state, Field of Daisies with a Bumblebee flying across it. And I did do a couple YouTube videos on making homemade Amish bread from scratch using my grandma's recipes. It was good. I made cherry, white chocolate, and chocolate chip, peach, and I think I might have made pear bread too.
That's pretty unique.
Well, I exhibited one in foods. I think it might have gotten a blue ribbon or a red ribbon. I'm not totally for sure though.
Okay, what are some of the other things, as far as 4-H, some things memorable to you that you've done in the last 5 years?
Well, going to camp is one of them, and doing the polar bear plunge. You wake up at either 5 or 6 a.m., and you dress in your swimsuit or swim trunks, and you'd go down to the pool and swim for an hour until breakfast was ready. And it doesn't really live up to its name, personally for me, because it's not that cold.
It's in the summer, but if you were to do it, I guess in December, it might be a little colder, right?
I wouldn't even want to try doing it at any time during December unless it's an indoor pool.
There you go. Do you have anything you'd like to add about 4-H, what it's been in your life, and what you look forward to in the future?
It's been very much of an impact on my life. I really look forward to being a camp counselor and going to teen conference in D.C., just doing a lot more fun stuff.
You can do a lot of good for a lot of young people and a lot of people in the community, right?
Yeah. I hope to do the best I can to help people, so.
I'll look forward to seeing you again next year during some of the fairs.
Yeah, hopefully.
Been visiting with Mallory Hall, a member of Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.